Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is closing the fundraising gap in his race against Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. It's Wednesday, April 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, UW Green Bay and St. Norbert College are introducing a new partnership. Joe Schultz has the details. And Milwaukee Public Schools plans to eliminate full-time trauma support specialists from a specific zip code. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
With an $8 million loan to his own U.S. Senate campaign, Republican Eric Hovde has quickly closed the fundraising gap with Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. Rich Kramer reports.
Federal campaign finance reports show Hovde raised just more than $1 million during the first 3 months of the year. Baldwin raised more than $5 million during the same period. But with his $8 million loan, the Republican businessman ended up slightly outspending Baldwin. UW La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky says what he calls early money tends to benefit candidates more than money coming in later on.
It will help him launch his campaign and develop name recognition, develop his personal brand, and really get off and running in this campaign.
But Chergosky says self-funding candidates sometimes struggle to attract donors needed to push their campaigns over the finish line. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers said yesterday that he's not ruling out a lawsuit to force the legislature's budget committee to release $125 million to address PFAS contamination. The Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers who run the committee have been at odds over how to spend the money. Green Bay Republican Senator Eric Wimberger, who sits on the committee, says he's not surprised the governor is considering legal action.
I think there's a lot of activity among progressives in both the judicial and executive branch to try and take over the traditional roles of the legislative branch.
Last week, Evers vetoed a GOP bill that would have used the funds for grants to address PFAS. He cited concerns over the bill's limits on regulators' authority. Republicans argue Evers would have signed the legislation if he were serious about addressing PFAS contamination. President Joe Biden's campaign is hosting a series of forums around the state this week to highlight former President Donald Trump's stance on abortion. It's an issue the Democrats have campaigned on since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. During a roundtable in Milwaukee, healthcare professionals said they worried about a loss of abortion access, saying it could disproportionately harm black women. Those who spoke included Hazel Jones, who helps families who've lost a child.
I've had to stand over the graves of hundreds of babies because I deal with bereavement. I don't want to have to start standing over the graves of all those moms as well, and that's what the reality is going to be.
Former President Donald Trump declined to back a nationwide abortion ban, saying it should be left up to the states instead. In Wisconsin, abortions were initially banned after the U.S. Supreme Court's decision 2 years ago. They've since resumed, while a lawsuit on the issue makes its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. UW Green Bay and St. Norbert College are partnering to allow students to study at both schools beginning this fall. As Joe Schultz reports, the partnership only applies to select degree programs.
Under an agreement between the schools, a UW Green Bay student could finish their economics degree with classes at St. Norbert. Or a St. Norbert student could take courses for an engineering degree at UW Green Bay. Other programs are available through the partnership as well. Mike Alexander is the chancellor of UW Green Bay. He says the collaboration is aimed at providing more degree options by combining resources.
It's so exciting that we are giving people the option to stay local for their education. We know that there's many students that have to stay local for their education, and if we can't offer those degree programs, they don't have an option.
The effort comes as colleges and universities across the state and country have faced budget challenges over the last year. That includes UW Green Bay and St. Norbert. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee Public Schools plans to eliminate full-time trauma support specialists from schools in the 53206 zip code. The decision comes after voters narrowly approved a $252 million referendum for the district earlier this month. The 53206 zip code is home to one of the state's most impoverished neighborhoods. On April 8th, four trauma coaches working in those schools were told that their positions were being eliminated. They will be able to apply for other positions within the district. School board member Aisha Carr says she cannot support a move that loses specialists and the schools that need them most.
And unfortunately, that trauma finds its way into the classroom. And so it's important that we support students' mental health in every way possible.
MPS officials say students in the 53206 zip code will still be supported with counseling services. They say they can also access free therapy through a community partnership. Coming up, one man changes his physical location to find happiness in today's episode of Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about searching for happiness.
People find happiness in all sorts of ways, listening to music, hiking, or spending quality time with loved ones. But what if our state of bliss was actually dependent on our geography? Writer Eric Dregney explored this idea after traveling overseas.
Wisconsin as the happiest state? Several years ago, Norway was declared the happiest country in the world. I wondered, did I miss something? My wife and I lived in Norway 19 years ago, and I struggled through the winter mørketid, or dark time. Don't get me wrong, Norway is squared away, but happy? Previously, the Danes had the title of the happiest country. An honorary consul of Denmark told me, the Danes are so happy because they have low expectations. If you don't expect anything good to happen, everything is fine. She said, I wake up thinking I could be dead. If I'm alive, then I'm happy. That's a pretty low bar. I returned to Norway to find out for myself. Perhaps a state like Wisconsin, with an almost identical population and similar climate, could follow Norway's example to become the happiest state of the Union. I stayed with Norwegian friends and family from Oslo to north of the Arctic Circle. Incredibly, they all had a list ready of why Norway is so darn happy. I took notes so Wisconsin could follow suit. Number one. Universal health care for everyone, at less than half the cost per person of the U.S. Imagine cutting out the bureaucracy of insurance. Number two, free college education at all public universities. Now, of course, free means it's covered by taxes, but it's just like extending free high school education into college. Number three, vacations. My Norwegian friends talked about their annual trips to the Mediterranean because they get 4 to 5 weeks off each year. In the U.S., we have no law requiring employers to give any time off. Number four, pensions to retire comfortably. When oil was discovered in 1969, Norway wisely declared that all profits belong to the Norwegian people rather than letting a company like Exxon make out like bandits. Now, Norway has $1.3 trillion in its pension fund. Five, nature. This is a big one. Get outside every day since there's no bad weather, only bad clothes, as Norwegians say. They walk all the time, and I never saw more than one car per family. Speaking of that, by 2025, car dealers can only sell electric vehicles in Norway. Number six, dugnad. This old Norse word essentially means volunteer work. Knut Bull in Oslo told me, all neighbors chip in and help because you never know when you'll need help in the future. This is why Norwegians seem so eager to pay taxes. Number seven, don't work too much. I suppose this goes along with taking a vacation. Jarle Nesvog told me, no one has to have 2 to 3 jobs as you do in America. Number eight, pay your taxes. This one surprised me since I don't know any American who is excited to pay taxes. Jofa Urnes in Trondheim told me, Absolutely, yes. I'm very proud to pay taxes. Number 9, keep it safe. All of these things I've mentioned make for a less stressed and, dare I say, happy population. Maybe this is why only 27 people were murdered in all of Norway in 2021, compared to 214 killed in Milwaukee alone in 2022. Number 10, conquer poverty. I realized I never saw anyone homeless or in dire straits, even in the big city of Oslo. No one was bankrupt from unpaid health bills, but no one was wildly wealthy. That's a big list that requires systemic changes. On a personal level, to get happy, I can try not to work so much. That's easy. Help out my neighbors and take a nice walk.
Eric Dregney is an author and professor at Concordia University. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thank you so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today. Great to have Mallory Chang back putting the show together. Big thanks to Mallory. And of course, thanks to John Davis for helping put the show together each and every weekday as well. As always, big thanks to you, the listener. We really do appreciate you tuning in. If you feel so inclined, you can always leave us a rating or review. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.